Looking at the Sasemis to Parshas Yisro, Shnas, Tov, Reish, Lamed, He. First two paragraphs, perhaps, we'll see. So, the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satayra is Parshas Yisro. Yisro's arrival to visit with Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael is not just placed here because in time, temporally, this is how it occurred and when it occurred. We understand that Yisrael, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wanting to become part of Klal Yisrael and coming to Har Sinai is a way to prepare us and to frame for us what happened at Har Sinai. It's a Hakdama. Hakdama is Yisrael, Kaidim Kabbalah Satayra. Nira ki Amalek Ratzalaha Reis Matan. It's coming right after the Parsha of Amalek. It's coming right after Vayavai Amalek. Because it's the virtual opposite. Amalek wanted that we should not be mekabel Torah, laharos matan Torah. Not only that we shouldn't be mekabel, and if we are mekabel, that we should yet be enticed by Amalek. We should yet have to battle Amalek as we continue to have to battle Amalek, because Amalek doesn't want us to have a Torah and doesn't want us to receive and to embrace and to live by Torah. So where Amalek came at us before we ever arrived at Sinai and tried to make it that we could never get there. Yisroi, the very opposite, comes to be mitakin, what Amalek tried to destroy. Valide Yisroi mitkin, there's a tikkun, mashakilkal Amalek. Because the big picture, the big idea is, of course, Klal Yisrael has to receive Torah. Torah is given to us. But it's not for the purpose only of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shlom created a whole world, huge universe, and a whole globe, and all kinds of nations, and continents, and peoples, of all different kinds and creeds. And he wants Am Yisrael's Torah to make the biggest possible difference globally. Torah is not just so that Am Yisrael should have Torah, it's so that Am Yisrael should have Torah, and thereby the world is a different world. We understand that. We know that. Chazal tell us, you know, Yom HaShishi, or the Hey HaYedia, is meant to tell us that all of what Hashem had created was ultimately in waiting for the 6th of Sivan when Torah was given. Because that's the process of creating heaven and earth, as he explains. But first we have to appreciate the position of Amalek. What does it mean that Amalek wanted to make sure we shouldn't be Mekabel Torah? Amalek saw what everybody else in the world saw. He's going to quote later the pasuk from Yeshirosh. Shamu Amim Yirgozun Chil Ochaz Yoshre Peloshes. The whole world knew that whatever was called the civilized world then knew that these Bnei Yaakov, Shvatim, the Shivtekah had somehow miraculously come out of Egypt. Something that no other enslaved people had ever been able to do. To leave Egypt, to break free of the chains of slavery in Egypt, impossible. And then Yamsuf. So this was all known to the world, to the people of the world, to the Umas Haile. And they trembled before God. As well they should. But Amalek said no. Amalek said, we will defy the Ribbon Shel Olam. It's an interesting thing that the Torah says, Vayishma Yisrael, Chayim Midjan, Chayisein, Moshe, Eizkola, Shur Osa, Elikim, Lomoshe, Yisrael, Amoy, Ki Hoytzi, Hashem, Es Yisrael, Min Mitzray. Chazal asked, Rashi quotes Chazal, Ma Shmua Shama Ubo. What is it that he heard that made him come, that compelled Yisrael, I've got to join with Bnei Yisrael, I've got to go out to be with them. But isn't the Torah telling us that he heard, Eizkola, Shur Osa, Elikim, Lomoshe, Yisrael, Amoy, Ki Hoytzi, Hashem, Es Yisrael, Min Mitzray. So why is Chazal asking? Because everybody else also heard. But what is it that he heard that made him come? So the Slonim, not in the Nesi, the Shalom brings it from the name of the Divrei Shmuel, the Slonim, says, Kriyas Yamsuf, Umilchemes Amalek. Everybody else after Kriyas Yamsuf was shaken and was in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and certainly wouldn't defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek did, which means that somehow Amalek was able to stand up to and not be completely blown over by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It means that somehow Amalek has the ability to become so evil and conjure up so much vicious as to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spite of seeing what happened at Yamsuf. So Yisro says, That means that unless you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're with the Jewish people, seeing miracles is not going to do it. Not permanently. Man is not necessarily so good enough to just be impressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, man needs to hear what the Torah imperative is. And then, maybe man will be correct and not evil and not wish to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, here the Sfasemis says that it's Amalek who wants to destroy, who wants to either avoid or afterwards subvert Matan Torah, by Yisrael also being from the Umas Ha'ilam, from Midyan, Mitken Ma'ashakil Kel Amalek. Kedisa the Medrash, because the Medrash does compare the two. The Pasuk in Mishlei is Letz Taka Upesiyarim. Letz Taka mean that a letz, a scoffer, who takes nothing and says it's got value, but no, everything is twisted around, and that which is holiest is profaned, chas v'sholom, by the letz. There's no solution. Taka, you have to smite him, you have to beat him, he'll never change, because that's what cynicism really is. Pesi, someone who's foolish, yarin, person who otherwise just doesn't know, or is foolish, yarin, can be made wiser. And the Medrash says, letz taka is Amalek, pesi yarin is Yisrael. So the point of the Medrash is that here you have the nation of Amalek responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what can never be cured. And that's why, as Balak, as we read in Parshas Balak, Bilam says, Reishis goyim Amalek v'acharisai ade oyved. There's no solution. It will have to be, in the end of time, destroyed. Completely. Utterly. Yisrael, on the other hand, says, no. The nations of the world can and should, will embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Yisrael's coming represents. Matan Torah, in its bigger purpose, is to be Matakin Maisa Bereshis, meaning that the Asara Mamorosh Vehem Nivra Ha'olam are intended to be a world where the Yeseres HaDibrais come into effect in that world. It's not just accidental or coincidental that it's with 10 expressions of Hashem's will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, and then with 10 expressions or dibros, He directs the world. That's because one is intended for the other. And of course, with Matan Torah, the world now finally has Kal Yisrael to live in the world and to flourish and cause the world to flourish and eventually to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Am Yisrael to guide the rest of the world, to be exemplars for the rest of mankind. Kamesh Amru, the famous, well-known Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tanda Be'elio, the world is 6,000 years. Shnei Alafim Toihu, first 2,000 years, meaningless. Shnei Alafim Toira, and then Shnei Alafim Yemais HaMashiach. Right? So the point is that that giving of Toira is meant to propel the world, the whole world, forward. Everything that Hashem accomplished when He created the world, everything is still here. It's growing and developing. Saras Adibris should also be completely fulfilled and actualized, both in a good way and in all the good things, and nothing on the negative should be violated. But he says, Rakshu Cheshrin HaMakablim, it's just the problem of those who are Makabal Torah have to be the ones to make it become a Kuyim. That is not yet completely and not perfectly accomplished.
Is it as Jews, only Jews in Makabal Torah, or is it even the Israel of this world before they became Jewish?
But the Israel of the Jewish and Tikhan. Only Jewish give uncivilized.
That's what I'm asking.
When Yisrael comes, he's not yet a Jew.
No matter why he gave uncivilized.
He gave good advice. His advice was because Chochma Begoy, Chwai Chochma Begoyim Tamin, the Gemara says.
But
in-laws always have what to say. That's, you know, it was the father-in-law. You know, can you imagine if it would have been the mother-in-law? I shouldn't have said that. So Yisrael is coming, the Sfas HaMis is saying, is not just balance, but it's a corrective for the fact that the Ummah Yisraelam are not, by definition, supposed to be opposed to Aseres HaDibros. On the contrary, through us, eventually, they're going to recognize the truths of the Aseres HaDibros, and more. But immediately after, we are brought out of Mitzrayim on our way to Har Sinai, Amalek is already in opposition. Reishis Goyim Amalek. That's why it's called Reishis Goyim Amalek, because it was the first time. They weren't the first nations, they weren't the first Goy. Reishis Goyim, meaning the first to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the famous Rashi expresses how Klal Yisrael was like a hot tub of water, boiling. And whoever jumps in gets burnt, scalded, but it's cooled down for everybody else. It's not just about us, it's about the Rabbi Yisrael. Yisrael is the corrective. Yisrael sees Am Yisrael is about to meet B'Kabbal Torah, and he says, that's the way it's supposed to be. And he's giving guidance then to mankind. And more than that, the fact that a non-Jew is coming for Torah means that there's now a relationship, there's a certain energy that means that, yes, Torah ultimately is for all of mankind's betterment's sake. V'hinei, b'nei Yisrael, v'asru nafsham l'kabal asatera, v'hiktimu nasa l'nishma, rak kol ha'umois ha'yutzrichin levatel atzmam l'vnei Yisrael. What really was supposed to happen is that they all should have said, you know, we can't do all of the mitzvahs of Torah. Like the famous Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to the various nations, and each for its reason said, oh, that we can't abide. But in a more broad sense, that means that really the Torah is meant to give guidance to humankind. And here he says, that means through us. If they can't be Mekabel Torah, but we will be Mekabel Torah, and then they will be in support of that. And Allah said, lovely, that's exactly what is going to happen. So that's why the Navi Yeshayahu says about Yemais HaMashiach, V'hoyu melachim omnayich, V'sareisehem menikosayich. Famous pasuk. What does that mean? It means that everyone, Lassid Lava, is going to understand the Jewish people are doing mitzvahs, and we are in support of that Am Yisrael is accomplished. Our job is to make sure that the mitzvahs, the klal, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, plus we have to be in support of and make sure that Am Yisrael is given every aid and succor so that Am Yisrael can do what it has to serve HaKadosh. Yakiru v'yedu kol yeshvei seivel, kilocho sichra kol berach tishava chol loshoi. In every language on the planet, they're going to say there's one b'yrei oylam, and we will do our Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, and we will do everything to make sure that Am Yisrael can do Taryag mitzvahs. That's what was supposed to happen beginning then. But of course, it didn't. And the first nation to make sure it won't happen that way was Amalek. And look how he says, what he says about what we read in Parshas B'Shalach. He says, Ube'emes nisbatlu kedichsiv shamu avim yirgazu. They all were ready for that role which they were supposed to play. They were all a bit ready for that, except for Amalek. Levad Amalek. Afshehem gedulas b'nei Yisrael. Memshelas Hashem Yisbarach im kol zeh bo v'yelochem. Masa nafshei al zeh l'ro'o. V'lochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu yim ch'et shemoy l'os. Let's hear the next piece. In the next piece, the Sfasem says, Umamar anoichi Hashem alokecha hu kayim l'ad. With all of that, which we perhaps we're not so good at fulfilling all of the mitzvahs of Torah, but anoichi Hashem alokecha is different. It's kayim l'ad. It's fulfilled. Why? Because it's not a commandment necessarily. Certainly not spoken in the Lashon. It's not a Lashon tzivui. He says, ki enenu tzivui k'moy lo yiyah l'cha elim acherim al pano. Ushar hadibros. The first of the Aseres Hadibros, according to the Baal HaLachas Gedolos, is not even a mitzvah. Big machlokes. Huge machlokes. Is anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mibeis avodim a mitzvah? Or is it the foundation upon which all other mitzvahs are built? And the Sfasem is here without saying it in halachic terms, but he is saying, it's not a tzivui k'moy l'yir l'chay l'machir. It's not a tzivui like sisa es shen Hashem l'kach al ha-shab. Or zocher shem ha-shabbos. Ki zeh ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach shu miyuchad l'yoyis elokei Yisrael. This is the point of anoichi Hashem l'kach. And that's why he doesn't say, I am Hashem Elokecha asher b'rosicha, who created you. Or asher bara es ha-shemayim ve'es ha-aretz. No. I am Hashem Elokecha, your personal Hashem, Asher Hayitzeisicha, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Me Beis Avodim, who took you. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in the Noichi is, I and you have a unique relationship. Then, because we do, Lo Yeh Lecha Elokim Acherim Al Panai. So you, of all people, you certainly should not be capable of having, embracing, believing in any other God. I mean, it's me, you and I took you from Mitzrayim. We have a special relationship. I'm taking you as my unique people. All of the people, Kili Chal Haaretz, he says, in Parshas Yisrael, this week's Parsha, Kili Chal Haaretz. The whole world is mine, all the people on this world, they're all mine. But V'atem Tiyuli Mamlish, but I've chosen you. Says the Sfas, so then Arech Yashem Lakecha means, so then you and I have such a relationship. V'lachem k'siv la'yir l'chay alim acharim al panai, perish, kevin shebechol oifen, ani elakecha. L'chem yoyset tzrichen lishmar atzmam, you of all people have to be most careful. And that's why in Yeshayahu, again, the Alpanai appears. Hamach isim oisi, when we were bringing sacrifices to other gods, Leolein Chalila. Umach isim oisi, you're angering me. Alpanai, the words of Yeshayahu, because Yeshayahu is invoking, Layir l'cho elohim acharim, Alpanai. How can you do that to me? It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvayochel, you know, I'm your personal elohim, how can you not be faithful and have some other Elohim, Acherim. The Maharal, in the back of the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Maharal, there's a drush, what's called Drush Noel Shabbos Haggadah. Shabbos Haggadah drush. Drush Noel Shabbos Haggadah. And there he says that Anoichi is more a statement of fact than of truth. Capital T. So much so, he says a beautiful thing. He says, there's a pasuk we say before we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, pasuk from Tehillim, Roish Dvarcha Emes, Ula'olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. Roish Dvarcha, meaning the first thing that you said, the first of the Dibrois, Roish Dvarcha Emes. What does that mean? The other words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not Emes, Chalila. No. Roish Dvarcha, the first thing that you said when you said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, was not the Tzivui. It was an Emes. It was the big truth with the capital T, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, not as a tzivui, but just as a fact, and a fact which has to impact us and frames everything, and of course is the basis and the foundation for all the mitzvahs. Just as an aside, technically, then according to those who say Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is not one of the dibros, it's not one of the mitzvahs, then how do you make up the tariyag mitzvahs? So that would be Lo Yilecha is one, Lo Yistas Lecha Pesel Lecha Tmuna is number two. And then Moshe says Hashem Elokecha L'Shav is number three, and so on and so forth. That's the sheet of the Bahak. Then he says, going back to what he had begun in the first paragraph, where he said that Am Yisrael has a bigger role to play. He says, U'malchusa Yisbarach, hu nimsar biyad b'nei Yisrael. Hashem's malchus is given over to us. We are the ones responsible to be mamlechim, which we do, of course, most pointedly on Rosh Hashanah. But in all of the mitzvahs that we do, and by the fact that we are doing mitzvahs and the rest of the world knows we have Taryag mitzvahs. And today, in our day and age, so much more is known about us. So much more is publicized about where we are, how we live. And now here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly what it means that there are significant parts of the population, Baruch Hashem, who are Shomer Torah and mitzvahs. The world is knowledgeable. The world is watching. Hashem's malchus is in our hands. Perish, kifi masha hein mekabulin al atzmam ol malchus yisbaruch. To the extent that we take upon ourselves and accept vibrantly and enthusiastically and with whole heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as melech, k'moy kein nisgale kvayd malchusay al kol hanivroim. Commensurate with that, Hashem's malchus in the rest of the world becomes known, not just by people, by Kol HaNivroim. It means that there's a wide, big universe and an energy that comes from the fact that Am Yisrael accepts Malchusa Yisbarach, She'elukusa Yisbarach Nimshach L'chol Al Yedei B'nei Yisrael. When Adam HaRishon was supposed to recognize, and did recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then defied the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he ate in Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon was the leader of all of the creatures and all of creation. And similarly, Am Yisrael, vis-à-vis the nations of the world, we are the leaders of the entire world. V'zehu shekasuv anochi Hashem Elokecha uksiv va'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Perish, shehem ha-mamlichim moitzayiz. We are the ones who are mamlech Hashem, Rashi, he's really quoting Rashi. He doesn't say he's quoting Rashi, but he's quoting Rashi. On Atem Tiyulim Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Rashi says one word, Sarim. We are the Sar. We are ambassadors. We are the cabinet members. However you wish to understand, whether it's, you know, in the parliamentary system or in the United States, Secretary of the, right? Minister for. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sarim. We are the officialdom of God in this world. To be Mamlechim, to perpetuate knowledge of Him, appreciation of Him, respect and awe of Him. Kein kivayochol b'nei Yisrael, hei mamlichim moisei yisbaruch shmai al kol hanivroim. Ukifim mashayi kiblu b'nei Yisrael ol malchus shemayim b'matan teire. Kein hoya b'chlal habriya. Commensurate with and in correlation to how much and in how much fullness and truth we embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and mitzvahs at Har Sinai and continue today, to that extent the whole world is connected to, is chained to, is pledged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is Hashem's, and mankind is in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in which mankind, all of mankind, is His. But the beginning of that process, every moment, every day, is with us. And the truth is, that's really how it has been historically. We know that how much the other faiths grew out of the people of Torah. And we know that they're watching. We also know that there's how much there's resentment. And we know that some of our biggest enemies, the Amalek, of the Amalek nature of those who have been l'hashmud l'harud l'abed, like Haman, and like others in closer times closer to our own, what was it that they hated so much? They hated the fact that we brought morality and that we brought a moral conscience to mankind. That's exactly why they hate us. They hate us because they can't, without conscience, do all the terrible things that they want to do. Because we, the people, Israel, brought to the world a certain sense that there are values, and there's decency, there's menschlichkeit, there's morality. And they resent it, because that's what Amalek resents. But by virtue of the fact that we are doing mitzvahs and living upstanding moral lives, and are mekabel al malchus shemayim, through us, the whole world is mekabel al malchus shemayim. I'll just conclude by skipping to Tafresh Lamed Zayin, it's not here, it's not on the page. In Tafresh Lamed Zayin, so we, Am Yisrael, embrace the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we said Naaseh before Nishma, because the idea of saying Naaseh is that we will do because we are by nature yours. Of course we're going to do. It's not a question of having to hear and be directed. We're yours, so we're going to do. What is simply a detail? But that's not a commitment. The commitment is that we will do because that's who we are. In his words, because we are miyuchadim b'shayrasham l'hatayra. So then he asks there, imkein lama amru gamkein nishma. So then why didn't we just say nase? Which is the first time we did. We just said nase. Then we said nase v'nishma. So why did we add v'nishma? So he says, first of all, he says, because you have to hear details. Chusim sheba Yisrael also have to hear, you know, and then decide how to do, what to do. And then he writes, v'gam l'rabbis ha'umois. Sheyiskarvu al yedei hashmi. So nase v'nishma means that when we said nishma, it means that Torah will be heard, not only by us, but through us, by the whole world. Nase, v'nishma, and v'nishma, he says in Tafresh Lamed Zayin, he says the v'nishma was, we will hear, and the whole world will hear through us, because the whole world is not mekabel Torah, but through Kabbalah Satorah, the whole world is changed, and the Bria is changed, and then mankind entirely is changed, and that ultimately is the will of it, through us.